Hello, you're tuned in to KKWE 89.9 FM Niji Radio. And today we have a special guest, Michael Dagan from the Namath Arts Center. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, Carly. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for being here today. So you're actually coming from the Arts Center today, is that correct?
Yes. And the Arts Center is located in the upstairs of the historic courthouse in Park Rapids.
Nice. And what is the address of the Namath Arts Center?
The physical address is 301 Court Avenue.
So, Michael, I've heard some talk around town that there's some big things happening at the Arts Center coming up. Can you fill us in a little bit?
Oh, I'd love to, Carly. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that you're hearing about it. So this year, 2017, is actually the 40th anniversary of the Namath Arts Center organization. And to commemorate this milestone, we've brought in a curator. His name's Matthew Shum. And Matthew's put together a pretty incredible exhibit that is running from the beginning of May until the middle of July. And what Matthew's done is he's taken pieces from the Art Center's permanent collection. And the Art Center has most notably been known for a collection of old world paintings. Some of them date back to the 16th century. It's a really strange, unique collection to find in rural Minnesota. So he's taken these old paintings, and he's contrasting them with modern artists' work. So he's brought in artists from around the country, including Damian Davis from New York City, and Joan Bemmel Iron Moccasin from Minneapolis, John Gomez from New York City, and Kelly Senna. Initially, she was from California, but now she's living in Prague. So he's contrasting these older styles of painting, and also he brought in images from historical photographer George Shiras, and he's contrasting them with the modern art from these contemporary artists. So it's a really unique exhibit. I've got to say, you know, kind of a one-of-a-kind. You're not going to see probably anything like this anywhere. And it just happens to be in Park Rapids, Minnesota, in the upstairs of the historic courthouse. So really excited about this exhibit, and I'm really happy to be working with Matthew on this project. And would just love for people to stop by and check it out.
What are the gallery hours?
So the Namath Art Center is open from Thursday through Saturday from 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And the admission is always free to the Art Center, so it doesn't cost you anything to come up and take a look around. Along with the 40th anniversary exhibit that Matthew has titled The Mississippian, we will also be showing in June a youth art exhibit. And so there'll be right around 20 youth artists that have submitted images of their work that will be on display. And for this exhibit, we're partnering with MCAD, Minneapolis College of Art and Design, and they will be giving away a scholarship to the top junior in the exhibit for their summer session. It's got a $3,400 value, so it's kind of a big deal, and we're really excited to be partnering with MCAD on this project. So on June 10th, we will be having an opening reception and award ceremony kind of to honor these youth artists, and it should be a lot of fun. So in the month of June, you come up and check out the Mississippian exhibit, you'll also be able to see some artwork from regional artists as well.
Wonderful. Where are some of these youth from?
It's a wide variety. You know, we opened this exhibit up to youth in the school districts Section 6 and Section 8. So it's kind of a wide region. And you don't actually have to be going to high school. It's open to tribal members and also to homeschool children, and so it's kind of so it goes all the way to Bemidji and then all the way over to Grand Forks. It's just kind of the sections in the state. So that's how we've done it this year. You know, we're looking at maybe even expanding it further in the future. So we'll see how this goes and kind of go from there.
Sounds wonderful. What are the age ranges of some of the youth that have put in some of their artwork?
There'll be artwork on display from 15 to 18 year olds.
Nice. And it's, I'm sure, taken some time previous to the, you know, opening reception of this. to get all these artwork and art pieces gathered. How many people put in their art?
Well, this year we actually accepted everyone that submitted, just because we could, and we wanted to include everyone. You know, it's a brand new project where we're partnering with MCAD, and we imagine in the future the submissions will be growing in number, so we'll have to be very selective of, or more selective, I should say, of who gets into the exhibit. But this year we're thankful everybody gets to participate that submitted.
That's wonderful. And you were saying that you're collaborating with MCAD. For those of the people, our listeners, that might not be aware of that, can you explain a little bit more of what that is?
Yes, MCAD, the Minneapolis College of Art and Design, is really probably the top school in our area for artists to attend. And, you know, there's a few board members at the Art Center that are alumni, and it's really, I think, it's a place like no other. It's if you haven't had a chance to visit the MIA, MIA, now they call it Minneapolis Institute of Art, it's located right next door, and they have exhibits at MCAD as well. So if you're down in the city and you're going to art galleries, definitely want to stop over and check out what MCAD has going on, because it's just really it's remarkable, this high quality program for people to take classes and learn about all kinds of different art.
Wow, this is so great. And this youth art show is going on June 2nd through the July 1st, is that right?
Yes, well, with the opening reception on June 10th, and that opening reception will run from 4:30 to 7 p.m.
And anyone is welcome.
Absolutely. As always, the public is welcome to attend, and there will be no cost to attend that event.
Wonderful. So it's the 40th anniversary season, Michael. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm happy to be on board with the Namath Art Center and just kind of passing the baton on as I go.
With the 40th anniversary season coming up here, are there some extra surprises that people can see throughout the Art Center?
Yes. So for this 40th anniversary exhibit, we'll be displaying nearly the entirety of our permanent collection of Old World paintings. And so there are about 40 on display. And after this exhibit, these paintings are probably going to be going into storage for a few years. I don't know when we'll show them again, but it's a very unique collection of paintings. But it's the kind of thing we found that people see this once, it's not a big draw. You're kind of good for maybe a decade before you want to come back and see them. So what the Art Center has really been focusing on now is just bringing in the contemporary artists and giving them free rein in the space, because the Art Center has been located in the historic courthouse in Park Rapids since 1974, and so prior to it being an art center, the building was used for civil service. So our grand gallery is located in the old courtroom, and there were county attorney's offices, and so this space has been transformed from public government to an art gallery. So it's really a unique and beautiful space. The building was built in 1900, and it's been listed on the National Register of Historic Places. So it's very distinct. There's nowhere really like it, and it's such a unique situation too, because the Art Center is located on the top floor of the building, and then the County Historical Society is located on the main floor. So with the passage of the Legacy Amendment in the state of Minnesota, it is really a house, a legacy house, something culturally to be very proud of. It's very, I think, a unique situation. I don't know of any other publicly owned buildings in the state, and there possibly are others, but that have a similar situation that is housing an art center and a historical society in one place. So it's really a neat stop. We're a little off the beaten path from in Park Rapids is really very known for the main street with the center parking. And so the Art Center is just located two blocks to the west of there. So it's just a little bit of a walk, but it's well worth the trip, both, this season and at any time when we're open. It's, we're always bringing in new art that you're not going to find anywhere else. entire region. You have to travel to Minneapolis or Fargo to see the kind of work and more non-traditional artwork that you're not going to find in other places.
I think it's so interesting that you said you have 16th century paintings there. How did the Art Center accumulate such pieces of work?
Yeah, it's quite a story. And so back in 1977, a group of Park Rapids citizens took out a loan from the bank and purchased roughly 22 paintings to begin with from a gentleman named Gabor Namath. And so Gabor Namath was an artist, but also an art restorer. And through his life and travels, he accumulated a large number of these paintings. So that's kind of how it started, is just purchasing them from Gabor, initially 22, and then later, I think it was a total of about 47 paintings that were purchased from him. And that's what inspired the creation of what was then called, initially, the North Country Museum of Arts. And so back in 2011, the Art Center changed its name to Gabor, to the Namath Art Center, to kind of commemorate Gabor and his wife and what they had inspired with that art center.
Wow, this is just so interesting. What kind of work goes into keeping these pieces in their prime?
That's an ongoing process, definitely. And so the Namath Art Center is located in the historic courthouse, and so this courthouse has not been heated since 1974. To be honest, the paintings are stored at the Art Center in probably not the most ideal conditions. And so my understanding of what I've learned is the gradual temperature change, you know, when we go into the winter and back come back out of into spring, is okay for these paintings. It's just the dead of winter when it's 30 below and zero humidity is really not the best thing for these paintings. So what we're working on is trying to restore the historic courthouse, get some heat and ventilation in the building, and then once that's secured, then we will be working on restoring those paintings and having them repaired. And some of them have been repaired up to this point, but really until we have a more stable environment, we're not going to spend a lot of time on trying to get the rest restored. They've been through a lot in their time period. I mean, they've been around for hundreds of years, many of them, so they've been probably seen it all. So it's less than ideal, but they're going to be all right, and we'll get them repaired in due time. So
nice. Well, thanks for that information. I'm also kind of looking at your schedule coming up here later in the summertime, and I see that Christopher E. Harrison from the Twin Cities is going to be having some of his art at the Namath Art Center. Is that correct?
Correct, yes. So for the second half of our season, we'll be bringing in some contemporary artists. Christopher Harrison is based out of Minneapolis, and we're really excited to bring his work up. He'll be located in his exhibit will be in our Grand Gallery, the largest space. And in pairing Christopher's exhibit, we'll be working with David and Matthew Ruhlman. And so David Ruhlman is located by St. Cloud, and his brother Matthew lives in Canada, British Columbia. So they actually have been sending artwork back and forth through the mail to each other and just kind of adding and building off each other's work. So it'll be on display there. Their exhibit is titled Transmitter. And so that'll be on display as well during Christopher Harrison's exhibit, and that'll run from the end of July through the month of September.
Right on. And treading back into the beginning of July, right after the Youth Art Show, there's another artist there as well. Is that right?
Yes, in our community gallery, following the Youth Art Show in June, we'll bring in sculptor David Linder. And so David lives in Buffalo, Minnesota, and he does a lot of welding sculpture, and we're really excited to have him involved in our community gallery for the month of July.
Wow, the 40th anniversary season of the Namath Art Center just looks like it's packed full of really great things, Michael.
Thanks, Carly. Yeah, we're really excited now that things are going again. You know, we opened back up in May. Since there isn't heat in the building, we're only open at the Art Center from May to the end of September. So things are just starting to get rolling. You know, people are coming back to the lake homes this time of year, and just the whole region is starting to come alive, and it's a really exciting time.
Yeah, and, you know, the Art Center is a fun family event. That's what I really, really like about your Art Center is, A, you know, it's free, and B, I can bring my whole family. That's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. It's you know, and I've been thinking about this some. It's kind of a personal thing because, you know, not everybody is accustomed to going to art galleries for different reasons. Something that maybe just never experienced before, but you know, also sometimes galleries can kind of be stuffy places where maybe people aren't the most friendly, and so I think I know as an individual and being at the Art Center, I try to really create a welcoming environment, and I just enjoy getting to meet all the people that come through the Art Center from all over the country, all over the world. People will come and visit us, and so it's just such a great experience. And just, you know, I like to maybe walk around. If anybody has any questions, I'm more than happy to try to answer those. But, you know, just trying to create a non-pretentious environment and just a welcoming place for people to explore and be inspired by creativity, because really that's what it comes down to. I know for myself, like, why I enjoy going to galleries and seeing art is just to get inspired and to be more creative in my life. And, you know, I think others probably, that's probably a big reason why people take in the arts. And it's something, once you start, it really kind of builds and you know, just trying to remove any kind of preconceived notions of what art is and what art can be. You know, just kind of try to open our minds. I mean, because really art is, it's kind of on the front lines, I like to say, of freedom of thought, freedom of speech, and just the freedom of creativity. And I think I there's a Picasso quote that I really like, and it's kind of paraphrased, but he said that everyone is born an artist, but for most people, it's just gradually kind of beat out of us. way or another, you know, we're told that we're not good at the art, or you could never make money at the art, so we're kind of discouraged to pursue that lifestyle. But really, it is, it's light, art and is a way of life. I consider it a way of life. You know, I think it's just important that we all have outlets for our creativity. You know, I'd mentioned before the call, I'm waiting here for my lawn to dry so I can mow it. I know some people, their art is just the way they design the mowing of their yard, even, or the way that they garden, or, you know, maybe they like to do some writing. But there's so many outlets for creativity, and I think it's very healthy and important for us to foster those and continue to improve and to strive to improve our creative ways and just our ways of our life and just trying to live in an artful life, a creative life, because it's something that you can do until you're no longer here. I mean, it doesn't matter your age, you can continue to enjoy art and create art and be creative through your time here. Kind of the way I see it.
You know, Michael, as far as I've known you, you've always bring fun to all the things that you do, and you're such a really neat person. One of the more funner events that I've gotten to hang out with you with is at the Walk on the Wild Side Wild Rice Festival, and I see you guys are having your second annual festival this year. Is that right?
We sure are planning on it, yeah. Thank you for that, Carly. I'm just so thankful to have connected with you as well. And so October 21st, we're going to be holding a Wild Rice Festival. And so last year, the event was held at the Armory in Park Rapids. And this year, that's not certain where we're going to be holding the event. We're still kind of working out the details, but It'll be located in Park Rapids, and it'll be once again a lot of fun, and we're excited to kind of see how it develops and, you know, do something new. I mean, we're committed to doing this as an annual fall celebration, and you know, we're gonna always be flexible and just be kind of developing it as the years go on. So that'll be in October and on the 21st, and I'll definitely keep you posted on the location and in more details as they become available.
Right on. And maybe some of our listeners out there are wild rice harvesters and maybe want to think forward and possibly think about vending. Are you still looking for vendors for the Wild Rice Festival in October?
Always. And I know last year every vendor that was there, every Wild Rice vendor sold out Wild Rice, which is just amazing. And so we really hope to increase the involvement and just the different strains and the Wild Rice present and yeah, just as much involvement from the regional community as we can get. We'd really like to grow this event into something that the whole region is known for is kind of our goal.
Yeah, it's a really fun art, music, and food festival. I really enjoyed the music last year, and I can't wait for your full lineup this year. And I'm sure we'll talk more about that later. But for now, the 40th anniversary season at the Namath Art Center, how about a rundown of some of the events and dates?
Absolutely. So the whole month of June, we'll be exhibiting a high school or youth art exhibit. It won't just be high school students, but ages 15 to 18-year-old artists with the opening reception on June 10th. And following that in the community gallery in July, we will show sculptures from David Linder, and his opening reception will be July 8th from 4:30 to 7 p.m. To commemorate the 40th anniversary of the Art Center, we have this exhibit titled The Mississippian, curated by Matthew Shum, and that runs from May to July 15th with the opening reception on June 24th. And that opening reception will actually run from 2 to 5 p.m. It's possible, you know, this weekend, Amy Thielen will be doing a book signing for her latest memoir, or her latest book, which it happens to be a memoir. It's called Give a Girl a Knife, and so May 27th, that will be at 2 p.m. At the Namath Art Center. So that's kind of the first half of the season, and those are the main events that we have going on until July.
Well, it sounds like a whole lot of fun, Michael. Again, what are the gallery hours and location of the Namath Art Center?
So the Namath Art Center is located in the top floor of the historic courthouse in Park Rapids, and that's located at 301 Court Avenue. It's right between the brand new courthouse and the jail, kind of sandwiched in between. And the hours are Thursdays through Saturdays from 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And we do have a website. It's namethartcenter.org. That's spelled N-E-M-E-T-H artcenter.org. So we do have some more information on the exhibits and the artists that are going to be showing this season.
How about a phone number for you, Michael?
The phone number? That number is 218-616-2064. And you can also email info@namethartcenter.org if you have any questions as well.
That is great. And so how are most of these activities made possible by?
Well, there's a kind of a wide variety of ways that we're able to pay for this. We do have memberships available to the Art Center, and also sponsors that sponsor our galleries. But the Legacy Amendment grant funds through the Region 2 Arts Council is the prime way that we're able to bring in these artists from around the state and around the country. So we're very grateful to have the Legacy Amendment to help us accomplish these things.
Well, Michael, any last things that you want to share with our listeners until we touch base with you again here in a few weeks?
Oh, Carly, I just really appreciate this opportunity, and I just want to encourage people to stop by and say hi and check out our current exhibits, and then when we change out, I mean, it's worth stopping by again and just to become aware of us, because in a lot of ways, I think the Art Center's been there, located there a long time, but in some ways, it's kind of been forgotten. You know, it's hidden up behind 115-year-old maple trees. It's kind of tricky to see in the summer, and just kind of off the beaten path a little ways, but it's well worth the visit, and yeah, just really hope and look forward to meeting more people this season.
Sounds great. Michael, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Congratulations on the Namath Art Center for 40 years of art.
All right, Carly. Thanks again. Thanks so much.